This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime! I said a big old think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, and I was send a bit for someone else. Why all the people always seem to just be on vacation? What do I get from it? I don't get anything at all.
Welcome into Overtime, FanRun Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, live from the FanRun Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, and Matt Huckaba. Did I get it right?
That's correct.
First try at
wow.
practice all
That's,
day.
Okay, hold on. That's a milestone moment.
I've ever gotten a name wow. right on
a
the
new
first
person.
Try.
Yeah, that was incredible.
We had a dude named Sam. I messed that name up for probably 3 days, so I'm yeah. impressed by myself. I practiced all day. We got prepped up. I did the blitz this morning, so I'm in a good mood, energetic. We got three mics today. Matt joining us from the drive today. Tucker over there in the producer's perch.
Thrilled
obviously.
To be here.
Will Stevens on the host mic like usual. Fellas, an electric weekend to say the least. Obviously, there was some soccer news with the tragic situation that happened to Christian Eriksen. We'll get to that a little bit, as well as what is that noise? It's like a low-octave G-sharp just blaring in my ear right now. Flip some buttons real quick.
I'm pushing all the buttons.
Turn your mic off.
Bear mentioned that earlier. He said the board's just old.
That ain't good. I guess we're just going to have to speak through it. I apologize for getting distracted. That's just natural for Will Stevens. But obviously a scary moment in the UEFA 2020 Championship. Good work, Tucker, up there in the producer's perch. But a scary moment there, but still some soccer. I have a pick I want to give out that I saw a little source of a the animal variety gave a pick out, and so I want to talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Obviously, baseball, Tennessee on its way to Omaha. We'll
incredible.
Get into that. We'll get into all college baseball as Virginia won today against Dallas Baptist. We'll face them. We'll get into that. Arkansas, LSU. We'll get into all the SEC schools and much, much more. Maybe even some NBA playoffs. Maybe some NHL playoffs.
Oh,
there's
buddy.
A lot of stuff going on. But before we get to any of that, how are we doing today, fellas?
I'm doing fantastic.
It's good.
Doing good. Actually, physically, not that great. Still recovering from Saturday night.
Me as well.
I was lucky enough to get into the stadium. Some gracious person out there sold me a ticket.
What'd you end up paying?
$175. Ended up getting it for $175, and you know it was lucky for it. You know, I had to. I got lucky right at the last second.
$175.
Not bad.
I don't know if I would have. I think I probably could have shelled out like $75. But
yeah.
that extra 100 just seems steep.
Yeah. Yeah, but for the atmosphere and what it was, and it just, even though I got drenched, I got soaked. At the beginning of the game, I'm almost sure I was dehydrated and experiencing heat exhaustion. But then it started raining in the second, and that woke me up. It cooled me off. The lightning delay gave me a chance to go get some barbecue and a tea. And by God, from then on, we were rolling. I was doing good. There was a group of about eight LSU fans. My knees were touching this guy's back, and we had a good time with that, too. They had fun early. They had their fun. They got their little jabs, and some six-year-old, I don't know if Charlie talked about that on the Blitz, but there was a child.
Out.
There was a child talking trash to Charlie. I had to do my best to rein him in.
Well, the old tale of pick on someone your own size, that six-year-old needed to find you.
It, That was okay. Okay, well, sometimes you get a good one. You had one on Twitter earlier. I'll give you that one.
Got
that, him. That one was all right. But the whole there was moments where I was worried. I made it clear to Charlie. He turns to me and he says, "Someone told me I should tell him that Santa Claus isn't real." And I thought, okay, that's hilarious, you saying that to me. But if you turn to that child and say that right now, and his muscle-bound father stands up and tries to fight you, I told him. I said, "Charlie, just listen. I'm not fighting today. It's not happening." And he goes, "It's fine. I got him." And I was like, "Okay, that's good, Charlie.
Did
you got
keep
him."
The Santa thing to
yeah,
himself?
Yeah, it was just fun. He didn't talk trash to the child. The child did try to keep talking trash from time to time, but after we had that beautiful sixth inning, he was pretty quiet.
I mean, that's how
was
Louisiana.
The fifth? I don't even remember anymore.
It don't matter. We won the ball games.
That's all that matters.
But that is how Louisiana kids are. Like, I mean,
there was a Coach O directly in front of me. It was amazing. It was amazing. I understood what he said about 10% of the time, and he was nice as could be. Fist bumped me a couple times, even when we were leading. But he would turn around. And he was like, "Go Tigers," and I'd be like, "Yeah, buddy." And he'd just hold up his fist, and we'd fist bump. And I was like, "All right, man, you're okay.
You could have been selling your soul to the devil for
I
all
might
you
have.
Known.
I might have. But you know what? He was all right. He was okay."
No, Tennessee looks classless yet again as the stadiums were rocking Saturday and Sunday night, both respectively. But good you got down there on Saturday. I'm glad to hear that. Obviously,
it's a good memory.
You were talking about getting to the block party, all these different things
on
Friday.
I was going to make it. I made it my mission.
I'm very happy you got in. I'm very happy you didn't go on Sunday if you were talking about dying of heat stroke and exhaustion.
Yeah.
Sunday, yesterday, would have been a bad day for you to be there as there was no water in Lindsey Nelson Stadium.
I heard about that. That is...
The world is 70% water. That, I don't understand that.
I think that has to... that's the watch party's fault, right?
Yeah.
Has to be.
100%.
They had to just take their supply and go, okay, well, we've either got enough for everybody in the stadium and leave these guys out to dry, or we can just try to have
split
a little
it.
Bit for both.
You could tell they did not really prep as much as
everybody,
for that watch party as they thought they were going.
Yeah, everybody in this program is flying by the seat of their pants right now, and it's working so far. Who cares? You know, I don't think anybody... was seriously injured
Surely
from the water.
Someone passed out, though, right?
Oh, for sure. I almost passed out on Saturday. It was rough out there, but...
But no, the TV for the watch party was small. A lot of people were complaining that you couldn't see it. Like,
but I don't think people really cared, to be honest with you.
No, I mean,
it was just
the
being
energy.
Down there.
It was a giant tailgate, a giant party, and that's what baseball games are supposed to be. I mean,
it was
that's what
cool.
makes Omaha fun, is having that kind of festivities around it. And it's going to be a very fun time in Omaha with all of that orange that's going up there. Not just a Tennessee Pantone, as obviously the fake UT, University of Texas, gets in, as well as Virginia, who has some orange up in there. I'm trying to think of any other orange schools.
I think it's just the three, right?
No, I mean, a sister color. You got the red schools, as one red school beats another red school, as NC State knocks off the Razorbacks last night.
Man.
And
it's tough. It's a tough look for those Woo Pig Suey people.
I think both Dave Vorn and Paul Menary have to retire after the season. Obviously, Paul was going to retire, but Dave Van Horn, you might have to hang it up. That was a very, very weird turn of events. As it seemed like during our game, it was announced that, is it Kevin Copps, I believe? I know it's Copps.
Yes, it's Copps. Yep.
But he gets the start after pitching two innings on Saturday.
Yeah. A lot of people, and I'm not a baseball, expert, that seems like a lot of pitches to be throwing as a college student, as a younger athlete. Even like an MLB team wouldn't throw, a middle reliever, someone that they don't even value that highly. They wouldn't throw them that much.
And he's definitely a unicorn of sorts. You can kind of plug and play him.
Yeah, he's great.
That has been his best attribute, is the ability to thrive in chaos. He has the quotes of, I love the chaos. I don't like having a set schedule. I just want to go out there and throw some pitches. Like, that's basically his advice.
And I get that for him.
Everything. Yes,
I get that as his mentality. But, like, your arm has an expiration date.
And it would have been a lot different if he pitches two innings on Saturday and then comes in and gives five really good innings or six really good innings.
They gave him seven.
Nine.
He
was into the ninth inning.
He almost finished the game.
The game gives up the game-winning home run, and then they pull him out with two outs remaining.
That is right.
Wicklander, I believe, gets the two outs, but then back-to-back ground outs and then a third out with a kind of half-assed swing, as my father would say, a check swing leading into just a very dribbler up the middle, leads to the NC State Wolfpack clinching Omaha. Very electric evening, very electric weekend There's definitely a lot more things to get to. I do want to pick y'all's brain about Virginia and Dallas Baptist. I don't know how much y'all paid attention to that series, but
I know it was
very
wild.
Very entertaining game today as Virginia hit a grand slam after being down 2-0 the majority of the game. So talk a little bit about that. Obviously, Tennessee will face that team. And then talk a little bit about this Notre Dame-Mississippi State game that's going to get underway here in less than an hour as that winner will face Texas, who will face the winner of Virginia and Tennessee. So kind of rounding out the rest of Omaha, we'll talk a little bit about that. NBA, NHL, whole lot of stuff coming up. Don't go anywhere. More Overtime next. Welcome back in, Fan and Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville, Overtime here. Hour one rolling right along live from the Fan and Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Matt Huckabee in the studio with you guys going up until 8 p.m. like always. Vols, big weekend for the Vols. I mean, the quotes rang true. Evan Russell had the quote talking about us playing the villain. We did that very well this weekend. A lot of LSU fans and Arkansas fans, for that matter, as they get eliminated and are pretty upset, needing something to tweet about. Very, very upset with the Tennessee fan base. You were there. Matt Huckabee, did you get a chance to go downtown at all this weekend?
I was one of those losers on the phone for 2.5 hours trying to get tickets. So
you and me both.
We were all that loser.
So, right. Tucker, you're my eyes
on the
ground.
Inside?
Yeah, eyes on the inside. I was going to say eyes in the sky, but you were definitely not in the sky.
No, because remember, I'm short. That's the joke on the show.
Yeah. And also, Lindsey Nelson's pretty small. There's no real
sky. No, not a whole bunch.
To that stadium. But you were my ground reporter, my boots on the ground, if you will.
What do you need to know?
What was the environment like? Obviously, we talked a little bit about what was going on in the stands and stuff like that. But like, what was it truly?
It was rowdy.
I don't want to say a classless display because I don't think anybody agrees with that definition of our fan base.
Oh, no, not classless.
What was the environment like?
I will say the bleachers were a little rowdy. Okay, I would say, you know, because your donors and whatnot, they clearly said they got the good seats, you know, behind home plate and whatnot. So on the edges, that was where your killers were. I know for a fact that the bleachers were pretty much loud the whole time, apart for, you know, some lulls, people were sitting. But anytime there was a possibility to heckle either a fan or especially when they would warm up a reliever and go to trot them to the bullpen, we were screaming and waving, and it was very, very, very loud. They were heard, and yeah, I mean it was a whole lot louder. The videos I saw from Saturday and yesterday, like in the video, you really don't like hear it as much. Like say a football broadcast, like it's 100,000 people. Like when it's loud, you hear it. Oh, you know, you can barely hear the announcers. At the baseball game, there's less people, but there, it was, you know, comparatively as loud as Neyland can get on a third down. When it was like a 3-2 count or even, you know, just at random times throughout the game, it was, you know, for as big or as small of a crowd as it was as loud as Neyland can get with its size. If you know what I mean there.
Yeah, no, sure. For sure.
Relatively.
There were definitely moments throughout the broadcast where you could not hear Tom Hart or Chris Burke on, not to get political or anything, I like to say that before we get political.
I never know where you're going even when you say that.
COVID.
Okay.
Stop having the baseball commentators sit in their living room.
Yeah.
Like baseball is one of the few sports I feel like that is pretty
easily
travelable too.
You
know you're going to have a series. It's not like you're going for a pit stop and then back home or anything like that. You know where you're going. Just because it doesn't even change with teams that win. You even if Tennessee doesn't win, you're staying in Knoxville.
Yes.
Give us a booth, team. Please, like, I am tired of just listening. And Tom Hart and Chris Burke did a fantastic job this weekend, especially Chris Burke, who is a former Vol, kind of having to not really get too hype about the Vols. I guess it's a very
he was
hard,
on the drive last week, was he not?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And it's a hard
pretty
thing
cool
to do. Is
nice guy.
No pun intended, not be too much of a homer.
Right,
as the Vols had
yeah,
a lot
no,
of those
I,
on Sunday.
He
does a great job of kind of splitting that medium, but you gotta get the announcers back in the stadium, especially for Omaha. I really hope we have in person commentation by the time Omaha starts up.
Surely by then, you know, maybe we've got some people going.
The stadium was full capacity, right?
Yeah. I mean,
so why would you not have?
I guess maybe cut budget, save some money on plane tickets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it makes a little bit of sense. And once you got the facilities figured out, like for businesses, for example, There's no reason if a lot of people are working from home to call a in-person meeting at your place of business. Sure. Just do a Zoom call now that everyone knows how Zoom works. It's a little different now that we're back in the swing of things and back to the normalcy of college sports to not just send the announcers to us.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But another question I had going back to ticket sales, you said you paid $175.
Mm-hmm.
You said that was a little steep for you, right? Would you pay that much for a football game right now?
No, I'm a very cheap human being.
So
though.
that's your personal preference?
Yeah, that's just steep. Like I think if I had a little bit of extra pocket change, that is, I would say,
for the record,
fair.
I wouldn't pay $175 for a football game right now. Not at Neyland. No. Not for UT.
If the Chiefs,
like I'm a Chiefs fan, okay. Yes. Like there's a reason for me to pay that much money to go watch them play. But Tennessee right now, the most I would probably pay would be like, probably like $80.
Now,
right.
If it had the implications of this series and it was this hyped up, say we were playing a big Georgia game where you actually had a shot to knock off Georgia, it wasn't just going to be a blowout Georgia game or something like that, then maybe
I've spent more than $175 on football tickets. Totally. It's just in this moment, I don't think that's worth it.
For sure.
I think some people prioritize one sport to the other, like football,
sure.
But for me, if my team's winning, I don't care what it is.
Oh, yeah.
If we're playing bowling, I'm going to be there. You know what I mean?
No, I might pay like $300 for a basketball ticket, but that's just personal preference.
Yeah, okay. What was the Super Regionals technically? Is that like the Elite Eight?
Yeah. I would definitely
that's the Elite
something
Eight.
Like that.
I don't know exactly how many teams
are left
at that point.
If Tennessee hosted the Sweet 16,
Jesus,
and
that
Tennessee
would be awesome if we could do that.
Thousands for that.
Yeah. I mean, I would find a way there. I would have to sell my car or something. I don't know. But that would be insane.
No, I think it definitely determines how much I pay based off what sport, what the situation is. But, yeah, I don't think $175 was too steep. But go over, take a quick trip to the G3 Help Me Hotline where Westchester has been waiting patiently. Westchester, you're on overtime, man. What's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Good, good. Sorry about that. I don't know even where to start with this call. Y'all said so much in the first 20 minutes here. let's go with this little stat here that most people don't realize. UT will make the College World Series finals.
You really do think
so? UT will make the College World Series finals. Absolutely.
I think we're better than, I mean, pretty much everybody else left at this point, right? I mean, you can make the argument for Vandy.
Texas is pretty good.
But, I mean, right now, it's certainly a foreign feeling to be in that top three. Like, and that top three is not really, there's no clear leader right now, I think. I think it's really anybody's race. I think the Vols are the favorite, though.
Y'all missed it, too. Y'all are young. Y'all have friends that are young and not so perceptive, we'll say.
Okay.
You got friends of other schools besides Tennessee?
I got a couple, yeah.
Not many, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
I hope they're not listening to the show, because what you need to go right now is go bet them whatever the heck you want with those exact words, because that covers Tennessee and Texas. Yeah, and they're going to make it.
Okay.
I believe you. I have the same feeling, but at the same time.
One of those two will. I mean, there's nobody else coming out of our half of the bracket.
How much are you betting on the Vols?
I'm not betting on the Vols. I'm betting on UT. It's
fair. That's a very fair point.
I think I get what you're doing here.
This is the old Clemson LSU in the national championship, and the Tigers will win Westchester. I see what you're doing.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I do believe. Yeah, I think UT is going to make it to the final too. That's a great slant to take. Now, but will it be the real? Will it be the real UT? That's the question.
Well, if you want to really convince them, just say the orange UT.
I mean, it's true. He's making good points now.
It's fantastic, honestly.
That's a fair point.
He caught me off guard, but pretty solid.
But seriously, yeah, $175 is not bad. Absolutely, I hope that was a ticket with a seat, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I was not. Yeah, I had a seat, and I could see the batter's box. I'm not paying $175 to stand behind some bleachers. I promise you that much.
No, no, but for $175, they may have gone to the game on Saturday and, you know, paid their $90 for that and then given it to you on Sunday. That's not too bad. They made their money back.
Yeah.
Other than that, I think that what was the other thing you guys – so. Dang it, I forgot. There's one more crazy thing y'all said.
We say a lot of crazy stuff, Westchester.
I know. You can't keep up with it all. Even with the new guy.
Thank you.
Anyway, I guess I'll get it out of the way and I'll tweet you when I remember.
Yeah,
later.
Just shoot us a tweet.
Sounds
we'll talk
good.
About it.
You know our at. We appreciate
you know
the call, Westchester.
You know my at. That's the question.
No, I don't need your at yet. You're too new.
Oh, okay, fair.
A little green yet?
Fair enough.
Appreciate the call, Westchester. Thank you. I'll make sure I forward those over to you. I don't even know if I know you follow me because you're one of the few Suns fans on
right.
my Twitter page. It feels
die hard.
Feels nice. I'm a Nets fan, so not feeling as great as you are right now. But Suns in four, baby. Suns in four.
Easily.
Devin Booker tweeted today. He wants that guy's info.
I hope he gets that guy's info.
I hope
so
that
much.
Guy's on the bench.
That seems like a cop series. Move, though. Like that seems like a cop. Like definitely was like, hey, Devin. We need to track this guy down. Can you do a little tweet for us?
Oh no, that's actually true. If I'm that guy, I'm like, ugh.
I didn't
like
think about that.
That seems like the type of tweets where it's like
that's the ultimate temptation.
Like, have you ever seen the TikToks where it's like this? There's this guy that people always roast him, and he's like, if you're a former felon living out in the streets right now, drop your number or whatever
yeah.
it is, and then he recites his number, and every single person always just goes, that is a cop. That Devin Booker had a cop move, but I really hope it's not a cop move. It would be beautiful.
If I committed murder, and all of a sudden, you know, I kill somebody, right? And the cops are trying to, for some reason, I'm trying to be found by the police. And,
I like how you jumped to murder, but continue.
I mean, that's a pretty bad one.
You didn't kill somebody.
You can really, you know, pick anything you want. So, but say I assaulted a person. Is that more equal for you?
I mean, he kind of assaulted.
Sure. I mean,
yeah.
he laid hands on a
yeah,
person. Anyways,
yeah.
but then I go on Twitter, and I was wearing a Chiefs shirt while I did it, and Patrick Mahomes is like, hey guys, give me this guy's info. Yeah, that's worth jail time, like you said. Like,
I'd do it, yeah.
I mean, whatever.
That's almost like the reverse.
Even if the full phone call is, like, I call him, and he gives me a number, and I call it, and it's Patrick Mahomes. And he's like, hey, what's up, man? I'm like, what's going on? He's like, yeah, I got an officer here. He wants to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, but that was cool. For like a second, I got to talk to him. I'm like, all right, what's up, officer? Where do I got
to
meet you?
That really is like the reverse make-a-wish. Instead of having a terminal illness and getting to celebrate yourself.
Causing harm.
It doesn't matter what the situation. If Devin Booker is looking for me, I'm going to let him find me. You know,
fair.
If I'm going to jail, I'm going
to
jail.
I'm not even a Suns fan. And at that point, I'm like, Devin Booker?
That's
what?
Right.
Yeah, here's my phone number, address. What do you need, man?
Well, it sounds
come
good
on by.
To have another NBA fan in the building. Talk a little NBA basketball as there's some good games getting underway tonight. Talk a little NBA basketball next. Don't go anywhere. More overtime after this break. Welcome back in, Fenton Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. I know we said we're going to do a little NBA talk, but real quick, you kind of got me thinking about the UFC, talking about combat fighting. No, it's all good. I don't want to talk about the UFC. Did you have a chance to watch the TikTokers versus YouTubers boxing match?
So I bring up Israel Adesanya, and this is what you come back to me with?
What about Lamar Odom beating the crap out of Aaron
Lamar
Carter?
Lamar Odom sagging his boxing shorts and beating the crap out of singer Aaron Carter is the wildest thing I've seen in a long time.
It's so funny, dude.
I don't really... And I couldn't tell you, when was the last time Aaron Carter recorded a song?
I only know him for his brother.
His brother?
Which
Who
I don't even
his
know.
Brother?
His brother's in a band, and I cannot remember what band. Hold on.
What? Aaron Carter was, I think, the more famous brother, I would assume, right? Unless his brother's like, you know, Wayne Carter? Is it Wayne Carter? Because that guy's...
His brother is Nick Carter of the
Backstreet Boys.
Nick Carter.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I thought it was a boy band. Okay.
A little bit more famous, but no, I don't want to talk about that. It got me laughing when you brought up combat sports. I was like, I know how I can make them mad. Talk about the YouTubers
versus
TikTokers.
Sorry. I just want to go ahead and say we've talked about Fan Run doing a little boxing. I would have pieced up Aaron Carter. He looked awful. He looked like he didn't really know what was going on. Granted, Lamar Odom, big fella. Lamar Odom with just pure power would probably knock me off my feet too. So I
could you have pieced up Logan Paul?
Probably not. Yeah. I mean, he's a big dude. I'm going to get hit. I'm not Floyd Mayweather. Like, there's no chance.
Same size.
There's no chance. Nope. That's a stone too far or a step too far, whatever
slander.
You want to say. That's too far. Yeah, that's too much.
Slander.
That's too much. Too far. But, you know, I can't be like Floyd. You know, I would eventually get hit. Like, I couldn't avoid that. And Logan's pretty
strong,
big fella. He's
yeah.
a big fella.
Yeah,
like, no lie. Like, but the thing is, you know, now that I mention it, his punches don't really look that technical. Or, I mean, he's punching kind of with his wrist turned out and his palms.
That doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
It would sting. I think it would sting like a smack, but I really don't like, he never, you know, actually turned his hips and delivered an actual punch. You know, like how, you know, you have that punch. He never had that. Granted, he's trying to punch Floyd Mayweather and he was everywhere and moving and you can't hit him. I just feel like, I'll beat Logan Paul. Let's go ahead.
Everyone has a plan until they get hit in the face.
I'll take 50-50 cut. He can have more of the pay-per-view cut against me than he could with Floyd. Granted, the pay-per-view will clear
$20.
1/18th of what Floyd Mayweather. Yeah, my mom will buy the fight.
Sell five fights.
Yeah, I'll get like 25 cents. It'd be pretty cool.
It's not bad at
all. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
But speaking of big fellas bigger than you, me, and Matt all combined, the NBA in full swing.
Those are some big fellas playing in there.
I mean, 7-footer Giannis Antetokounmpo stepping up big time last night. 34 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists to go along with that. Stepping up and handing my Nets an L. Tied the series 2-2 with Kyrie Irving.
How you
going
feeling?
Out with an 8.
How you feel? Like, just a little heart rate. You know, I always used to make the joke in the to Folky whenever the Browns were doing anything, any Cleveland sport was doing anything. I make the joke, Folky, what's your heart rate? And he would just say, fast. How's your heart rate, Will?
It's bumping. Like, it's still going. Like, I still do have a heart rate. Definitely.
What's your outlook? How you feel? Like, for the whole series as a...
Not good. I saw an article saying the Nets are now the favorite still to win the NBA Finals, but somehow the underdog for the rest of the series, which doesn't make sense in my brain.
I guess it's one of those things, like, they're kind of caught right here, and if you can get past this series, you're probably going to win the title.
Okay, hear me out, though. Kevin Durant redemption arc. Think about it, right? He's been the guy, the snake. This is his time to take the team over.
It's fair.
He can run it by himself.
Strong Team of Destiny vibes.
Showed that he can be the guy, right? Because so long, he only won a championship with the Warriors.
And
he's
for
a
sure can.
He can. He has the ability. He can prove himself here. I love Steve Nash as a Suns fan. I want him to get a ring.
Steve Nash rocks.
If it's Suns versus Nets, I'm here for that.
It's pretty cool.
Either way, a Suns legend will win a ring. So
Suns versus. I wonder what's the last time
a Suns-Bucks finals.
That would be electric. That would
be
electric.
Yeah.
I think the Suns would handle him. I don't think anybody can guard Chris Paul with how he's playing right now at the point guard position. Like he's just separated himself from every other point guard in the league. I don't think
his mid range is like it goes in. It goes in every time.
He's insane. I mean, crazy that people didn't have him in the top five of point guards until this playoff run.
Yeah, a little silly.
But no. Back to the Nets. Definitely not feeling good. Like we had this conversation when we were up 2-0, and I said, I haven't talked a lot of trash because I know as soon as I talk trash, things are going to go downhill. And that's exactly what happened. I started running my mouth. We were up 2-0. We blew them out. Feeling good. Sweep was on the way. And now it's a series that's tied 2-2. And I'm not feeling good because Chris Middleton has been playing good basketball, and he's what gets that drink stirring. If Chris Middleton plays good basketball, the Bucks are going to win that basketball game. He had 31 in the first game that they won to go down 2-1. Had 19 last night, but was 3 of 8 from three-point range and really dishing the ball well with 8 assists, plus 17 on the night. I mean, you got to slow down Chris Middleton, and the rest of the Bucks will subside. But the Bucks, they struggled to shoot the ball throughout the first three games and still were able to get one of those wins. This game, they shoot the ball 34% from three-point range, 44% from the field as a whole, which is not great numbers. But, I mean, they were shooting 19% from the three-point range for the first two games. So, definitely, Bucks playing a lot better basketball. It goes back to Brooklyn tomorrow night. Talk a little bit more about that once we give some picks and stuff. But not feeling great. I'll definitely say that. Not feeling great. Another game that went final last night, though. We were talking about it a little bit before this break and talking about it just now with Chris Paul. The Suns do get the sweep, 125-118, which opens up the door for the question, because there is the game tonight at 10 p.m., the Jazz or the Clippers? Mr. Huckabee, who would you rather face?
It's a tough call. I've thought about this a lot. Donovan Mitchell is really, really good.
Might be the best Jazz player of all time.
Probably. Gobert, like you said during the break, I think he matches up well with Ayton. I think Ayton could take care of him. But Mitchell's going to go off. I just think Kawhi has a higher ceiling, and Paul George has the ability, like you said, to shoot 2-for-20. He could also shoot 24-for-25. I don't want to deal with that. So probably overall the Jazz, just based on ceiling. But either way, I think we get the win.
That's fair. I don't think you're sweeping anybody again.
No.
But I definitely think it'll be a good competitive series with the Suns outlasting. I am slightly rooting for L.A. just because, like, I think the Suns are going to make the finals regardless, and I would like to see L.A. kind of crack that last glass ceiling of theirs to get to a Western Conference final. I hope they don't win it, but make it there. They're a -5 favorite right now tonight. hosting the Jazz. Right now, Jazz up 2-1. And also another game that's at 2-1 right now with the game happening tonight. 76ers versus the Hawks. John Reed, Cam Black, clotted out in their Hawks gear tonight.
Cam is going.
Cam was talking about he's going all the way to the A. Trae Young said, hey, like, wait until we get into the A. And they got messed up in the A this past game as the 76ers really did a number on them. Does Atlanta have a shot tonight? I think both of these games, if either of these teams goes down 3-1, I don't see a 3-1 comeback coming back from either of these teams.
No, you don't have that kind of sauce in either of these teams. You know, like, that the takes a little bit of magic to pull off one of those, and I don't see that happen. Whoever wins this game. Not whoever wins this game, but if the Sixers win this game, it's over.
I agree with you. I do think we're still due for one more Trae Young explosion.
I think he goes off tonight. I really do.
You do?
I think so.
I don't think he's done tonight.
He feeds
season.
Off the crowd, man.
For sure. That's why I don't know if it's going to happen tonight.
Even if it's negative energy, like, he just needs that energy, and I think Atlanta's going to bring it tonight.
You think Atlanta's going to bring
it
tonight?
I think so. Yeah.
Fair enough. I think Atlanta's going to win tonight as well. I think they're going to tie that series up. I do think, though, that the Jazz are going to make it a 3-1 series lead against the Clippers.
Yeah. Like,
the
Clippers, Paul George has never scored 30 in back-to-back games, so he's going to disappear tonight.
It's fair.
I promise you.
The Clippers are just...
In the playoffs.
They're
not an impressive roster.
He's definitely done in the regular season.
Yeah, for sure.
He was an MVP candidate multiple years.
Okay. Hey, but, whoa, I don't like your tone. I don't like your tone, buddy. I'm sure he did.
Paul George is a $35 million player. Like, we give him.
Sure, I'm not saying he's bad.
He's a baller.
Why are you coming to
cool
me right
thing
now?
About the Clippers, if they advance, Chris Paul's old team matching up with them in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, I mean, serendipity, man.
That'd be pretty.
Would be neat.
Yeah, I mean, he's doing what Lob City was supposed to be all the time with Mikal Bridges flying high. You got DeAndre Ayton at flying high. You got all these guys doing great things. And then, obviously, I mean, we talked about him earlier, talking about the Suns and four. You got D-Book doing what D-Book does.
I named my dog after him.
Is your dog named Devin?
Booker.
Oh, okay. That's a lot better. I
was going to say, Devin's a weird one for
very
a dog.
Bad
it's like
dog
naming
name.
A dog Fred or something. Yeah. You can't do
Jim.
I didn't want to be mean to you, but like, if you named your dog after Chris Paul and you named him Chris or Paul, I would bully you.
That'd be lame.
Yeah,
Booker's a good name for a dog.
Yeah,
I'm
when you said, did you name him Devin? If he said yes, you were going to be like, okay, that's pretty cool.
Moving on.
I was going to murder you. You are not getting out of this room. There was going to be some roast flying. But looking at this Clippers roster and regardless of anything, like, they can definitely still win games. I'm not just trying to like dispel them just because of names. But when you look at this Clippers roster, it is not impressive to say the least. I mean, you got Patrick Beverley, Nicholas Batum, Paul George, Kawhi. I always get those two mixed up. But Kawhi is obviously Paul George. Kawhi are obviously the two.
Yeah.
Best
besides
players.
Those two, they've got a bunch of guys who like had their moment and were like all really good at one point.
Rajon Rondo.
But are not who they are, and they're not that person anymore.
Reggie
That's
Jackson,
their whole roster. Exactly.
Luke Kennard.
That's who they've got.
Serge Ibaka.
Yep.
They've
Marcus
got the, Morris Sr.
The
Patrick
guys
Peterson.
From the days of
Patterson.
Old.
Serge Ibaka's got to be like 40 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, he
right?
is.
Serge Ibaka is
gonna be
so
like,
jacked.
Like 39 at least.
He is 31 years old, the same age as Paul
what?
George.
No way.
He played with Harden.
No way.
Hayden.
He's
yeah.
been
Russell
here forever.
Yeah.
Paul George is 31 years old.
Wow.
He got drafted at 16.
Do you want to know?
Right out of middle school.
Yeah, I was about to say. It feels like he's been in the league my entire life. What is this?
DeMarcus Cousins is also on this team. I don't know if I mentioned
what?
Him. Yeah.
Has he played at all?
No, he's hanging out.
It's DeMarcus Cousins.
He's bench mom.
He's played basketball.
He's pulling the paycheck.
Season.
Yeah.
DeMarcus
he has
Cousins
the best job
is,
in the world.
Oh, yeah, no, DeMarcus Cousins is our generation's Bill Walton. Just the
and
funny,
he's a seven-footer, yeah. too, so like even after basketball, he can go out anywhere. He's getting recognized 100%.
I don't know. I think you have to wear the headband everywhere you go.
The,
I don't,
the headband
do you think
would
you would
make
ever
a difference.
Recognize Boogie Cousins without him wearing that white headband?
I would have to like be face-to-face with him. I don't think I could point him out. I mean, granted, he's 7 foot tall, so he's going to draw my attention.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of tattoos that are kind of
recognizable. That is true.
If he had like,
name one DeMarcus Cousins tattoo.
I don't know what they're
Go
called.
Ahead.
I mean, he's
name one tattoo. Okay, no. Now that I'm thinking about it, yes, I would recognize DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, come on.
It's DeMarcus Cousins.
Where did he go to college?
Duke, idiot.
He went to Kentucky.
It's Kentucky. Yes, I know.
With John Wall.
That was a fun team.
Yeah. They won a lot.
More sports next. I got a fun Tony Vitello article we can talk a little bit about before end of this hour. Don't go anywhere.
Hey.
More overtime. What?
I love that guy.
Oh, you scared me for a second. I thought I messed up. We'll be right back.
There must be some kind of way.
Welcome back in, Fenton Radio, Fox Sports Knoxville. Final segment of the hour.
I'll turn this thing into a competition, Will. I don't even care.
You okay? I'm sorry. If we need the End of Breaks podcast because we just come in with no context. But yeah. This man sung opera to end back-to-back shows of the drive-in.
That's
you think
cool.
You can challenge him?
No, well, not to him. No, I'm challenging you. I'm not coming to his neck.
Oh, yeah. You have much
no
better
chance.
Pipe than me. Much better pipe than me. I will not
yeah,
pretend
me,
that
me
my
saying,
pipe game is
me
strong.
Saying I can sing doesn't mean I sing well.
I got to
right?
hear you sometime.
Okay. You'll probably right. just out of the
blue. On air?
No, he'll start. Yeah, maybe. He'll start singing.
Okay.
Just
I'll sing
out
occasionally.
Of nowhere. Very, very periodically.
My dad was a great singer.
Great.
That's where I learned it. It's pretty cool.
Like professionally?
You know, I mean, people would sometimes give him money at bars on karaoke, but no, not professionally.
Fair enough. Fair
He's
enough.
A pretty good guy.
To end this hour, I got two quotes I wanted to talk about with the NBA. One's a little older one. One I don't know if it's true or not, but we're going to still say
that's
it
what we
it's
like
funny.
On this show. Yeah,
it's just one of those like photo. You can kind of tell it seems Photoshop, but I can't tell type deal.
Okay,
but two very funny quotes today. We're going to start with one, Matt. This one's probably going to be one after your own heart, as this is about the Phoenix Suns.
Oh yes,
Freezing Cold Takes tweets out today. Remember when Draymond Green got fined back in 2020 for talking about Devin Booker? He had the quote, "Get my man out of Phoenix. I need my man to go somewhere he can play great and win."
Granted, that was before they got Chris Paul, right?
It was, but yeah. At that time, everyone was saying, "Get him out of Phoenix.
Yeah.
Go to the Timberwolves."
I mean, granted, freezing cold take because now he's in Phoenix still, and
right.
they look like
they just swept their way.
Yeah,
to
they look like
finals.
They're. I mean, right now they're playing the best basketball.
And obviously, Chris Paul has been a huge part of that.
Oh yeah,
but there's something to be said.
At least 330 plus games.
Yeah,
I mean, just electric performances.
Yeah. And you know that's a huge part. But Booker sticking with it, there's something to be said about that. That doesn't happen a lot in the league anymore.
No,
and
it doesn't.
He signed an extension. Like he said, "I'm here. I want to win, but I'm here. I hate not going to the playoffs." You know, but he pulled it off, and now I think this is gonna be a regular thing. Chris Paul is. Old, but he's playing at MVP
yeah,
level.
You still got a few years of Chris yeah. Paul left. Like it's yeah. a pretty good situation in Phoenix. Like you could even try to go out and find another really really good role player and just keep rolling.
And Chris totally. Paul is one of those guys I would compare him to, and not in terms of performance level or anything like that, but just in terms of what he could do for an NBA team and a young NBA point guard is be an Alex Smith type prospect where you bring this guy in, he gives you some really solid seasons. Now he's winning a little bit more than Alex Smith did. I don't mean to be mean to you, Tucker.
It's realistic,
like,
yeah.
Like, made
that's
the
fine.
Western Conference final.
I love Alex
finally
Smith.
Finally stepping up for the first time. And if
he
you
won
bring,
that one playoff game. It was cool.
Exactly. And if you can draft well, I mean, obviously you've drafted well to get here in the first place. You get a point guard who's not very well highlighted, not a top prospect, and try to turn him into something great. You can maybe start continuing this down the line with some really good young talent, because Chris Paul is by far him and Jay Crowder are the only two real old guys
yeah.
on that
mm-hmm.
team, and Jay yeah. Crowder is still fairly young in of himself.
So playing well.
Very,
totally.
Very excited for the future of the Suns, not just this near future.
And Ayton has turned it up in these playoffs, right? Before this, I was kind of one of those guys like, man, we missed out on Luka. How dare we draft this guy? But he has turned it to another level, and now I don't feel so bad about that, so we're set.
Yeah, I mean, he's not having to worry about taking money illegally. It's all above the board now, so right. little probably stressed out a little less and is kind of able to just come play his game. And finally, this is the quote. I don't know if it's real or not, but it's too funny not to say on air. As I don't know if you've seen the reports, but apparently there was a report about Mark Cuban and Luka Doncic and all of the things that are going on
yes.
inside the Mavs organization. Yep. Obviously, it came out earlier this year that Kristaps and Luka don't necessarily get along very well, which, wow, two European white guys don't get along. Where have we heard that before? Like that's just a common thing, but apparently they don't get along well.
I've heard some wild stories between them. I don't know if...
They're true.
Is that what you're doing right
no.
now? Okay, I was about to say.
This is a Mark Cuban quote.
Okay.
When talking about how far he'd go to keep Luka, again, I don't know if this is true. It looks very Photoshopped, but again, it's just too funny
okay.
not to say.
I can only imagine how far he might go.
If I had to choose between my wife and keeping Luka on the Mavs, catch me at my lawyer's office prepping for a divorce.
Wow. I doubt he said that.
That cannot be real.
I doubt he said that.
Oh, no, man. Mark Cuban's out
he
there.
He is a funny guy,
yeah. Mark Cuban.
I mean, if he did say that, obviously it would be a joke. I feel like his wife would understand.
And, like, if you're Mark Cuban's like wife, are you going to dip on Mark Cuban just because he said he wanted to keep Luka, which would just put more money in your pocket?
That's fair. I don't see where the situation would arise. you know, they would have to choose.
And even,
you know,
if Mark Cuban sleeps on the couch, think about what type of couch Mark Cuban has.
It's probably pretty nice.
It's at least a futon.
It's like, got to have cup holders. You know, it's got cup holders. It's got a USB port for the charger.
It definitely heats and reclines and massages.
It does everything.
Probably a built-in aquarium, too.
I'd sleep on Mark Cuban's couch.
Hour two starting next. Don't go anywhere. Hour two of overtime getting started live from the Fan and Radio studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Matt Huckabee in here with you guys. Matt, going to be a regular mainstay on the program Monday and Tuesday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Always,
that's correct.
Always welcome. Open door policy to any fan-run employees or members. Or if you just want to try it out, you want to see what fan-run's all about, shoot me or Tucker a DM. I'm sure we could probably set something up for you. You got to be good on the microphone, though.
Yeah, you got to come in here hot, you know.
Am I good on the microphone?
Yeah, Matt's came out hot. Yeah, you've done well. You've done well.
Don't feed his ego yet.
Hey, you've done okay.
You handled an insult from the caller very well.
Like, you did.
You've gotten
it was a good insult, too.
Yes, it was a fantastic. I laughed
pretty
out
good.
Loud.
It was funny.
Also, you handled yourself on a mistake and then were able to counter the mistake before I could even insult you. You've been able to talk about your team. You're almost sitting for the cycle. You got one more hour to go.
All right.
Okay. A double and a triple side. You got a home run and a single so far.
All right.
Yeah. I like that. Sure.
Is that baseball?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's hit a home run and a single so far. Yeah. That's a good one.
You've scored a goal and got an assist. You would like a hat trick, maybe.
No, he's got a triple and a single.
Okay. Sure. Okay. Sure.
What's a home run?
The home run has to come in the ninth inning, obviously.
Yeah, it's
a really
be an
good.
It's,
yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be an ultimate slam. Sorry, brother. But
what a strange sentence for you. You never say brother.
Sorry, brother.
He's
got a beard. It's kind of being like the like. Normally, I have a bald lipped individual in the room with me. Normally, it's Folky or it's just us, and it kind of counters. There's too much testosterone in the room right now.
It's a lot of facial hair.
Yeah,
you gotta get with it. I want you to come in one day with like a Hollywood like quality. Like glued on beard.
You'd look good with a mustache, I think.
You would wear a mustache.
I've grown the peach fuzz out a couple
of
times.
You need just one of those like pencil thin, like Joe Dirt stash.
Yeah.
Starting now, I won't shave my mustache until September.
Let's go.
Okay.
Until football
that's what we
season,
like.
I won't shave my mustache.
What about November? No shave November? Make it until the end of the month?
That's fair.
I got to touch it up before we get to November because what happens if I'm looking bad and then I got to go through all of November?
Right.
But speaking of people who are looking bad, Le'Veon Bell.
Yikes.
I don't even...
Do you want me to open the floor to you before I start reading this article?
You give me like 10 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, dude. You weren't that great. You weren't that good, okay? If you were, you'd be playing. You probably would have got re-signed. But you weren't. You weren't that good. It's not Andy's fault that you played, you know, under expectations. Clyde was better than you. Sorry, buddy. That's tough peanuts.
I don't think you got too overhyped about the Le'Veon signing, but I think I can now say I told you so to the people who did get overhyped for the Le'Veon Bell signing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I knew he wouldn't be a game changer. I mean,
yeah, no, I'm not saying to you. Like, you were probably one of the more mild
number one, our
human
offensive
beings.
Line wasn't good enough to really
do anything.
Like, yeah, like you're not going to get
if
a
Pat
tons
Mahomes
of,
is running for his life, imagine what Le'Veon Bell is doing.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting hit, you know, 2 yards after line, at the line, two yards after line of scrimmage.
That affected, like, fantasy implications.
Uh-huh.
People were crazy. They said, let me give you a first rounder.
Yeah.
And saying he hardly played. I mean, he didn't touch the field much.
No, and his specialty has always been that Chris Johnson-esque running at the line of scrimmage where you pause, you wait for the hole to open up, and then he's just quick enough to make the first man miss.
But you have to have a great offensive line for that.
You got to have a hole, and you also have to have only one man to make a miss. You can't be dodging five guys in the backfield. But he stepped in it.
Him missing time? Well, you know, it was a non-factor. It wasn't talked about. The Chiefs media, no one ever reported on it. People weren't tweeting, asking questions. Where was Le'Veon? It was understood that, like, well, he's just not good enough.
Yeah.
Like, Andy doesn't play you if you're not good enough. And if you're not being played, like, it's pretty clear what's going on there. There's no bias under Andy Reid. Everybody I've ever seen, and you've seen players come out, like Tyrann Mathieu and someone else on Twitter, I think from Philly, they came out and even said, I would unretire to come back and play for Andy Reid. Like, sorry, bud. Like, not... It can't be given to you.
Yeah, he stepped in it. He made some Chiefs fans mad today, made some people mad
a little
in
bit.
General.
Yeah, that's Big Red.
Today, Bell didn't elaborate on what Reed said to him that led him to post on Instagram earlier saying, "I'd never play for Andy Reed again. I'd retire first."
Do you guys think he gets re-signed right now?
It feels
like it's not really a choice here.
To be fair, did say, "Never did I say I didn't enjoy my time in KC because I loved my time there."
His 6 months.
It was probably the closest locker room full of players I've ever been around.
Yeah,
I enjoyed my teammates, the city, food, the fans, just about everything in KC.
Except for the fact that you didn't get playing time. We get it. I'm sorry. The food's really good in Kansas City. The fans love it. The fans are all about the team, and you got to ride along all the way to the Super Bowl. Take pride in that. You were there for that. You almost got a ring.
It probably stung a little bit extra seeing Antonio Brown get the ring before Le'Veon Bell. Which,
no, that stung a little for me, too.
That was my favorite part about everything last year was
Making fun of me after the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, that. But Big Ben having to watch Le'Veon Bell or Antonio Brown win a ring before he did. That made me smile very, very a lot, I guess, ear to ear. I was just happy just to see a Big Ben L still.
Yeah,
was
he
nice.
Cried on camera. That was so
that
sad.
Was so funny.
That was so
that
sad.
Was so funny.
It was tough to watch, though. It was funny, but like in a way that you're like, this is very funny, but you can also just be like, man, that's just heartbreaking.
He's back, man, even though it might be Mason Rudolph's locker.
He's going to explode on the field like a man. That's how he's going
to
go
this
out.
This has to be his last year, right?
I think he'll go till he literally dies on the field.
He's not good.
No,
right?
And I don't think he cares. Okay. I don't think he cares.
I think in
2040, you're going to see an old man with an oxygen tank and full pads.
Walking boot, too.
With a walking boot and a walker. Yeah, he's got two walking boots on. He's got arm braces.
By the time he's there, that's just fashion. That's not even medically.
And he's on the team. He's the fifth string quarterback, just honorary member of the team because he won't quit. He won't leave.
So he's basically just going to be Charlie Batch.
Yes, he draws like a $200 paycheck every month.
But they keep starting him, right?
No, I think he's just going to stay in a Pittsburgh Steelers uniform until
he dies. Week one starter, definitely the week one.
He gets the first snap. He comes out, takes a snap, knees it, and then. But one day when he's like 89 years old, he's like, today's the day.
He's going to fake that knee, just toss it over the
top. No, he fakes the knee and tries to run, gets hit, explodes, and that's how he goes out. They come out, they bring out a bugle, they play. Everybody takes off their hats, and everybody moves on. It would be beautiful.
I like how you're distracting, but Le'Veon Bell, I said what I said. I don't regret at all what I said. For those of you who have a personal problems, it was all caps, with me because of what I said, that's fine. You have your right. Just understand I also have my right for how I feel about my personal problem with dude because of what he said to me. What do you think Andy Reid said to him?
Hey, man, so you're not starting this week. We'll see if we can get you in later in the game, third, fourth quarter, you know, if things are going our way. We'll get you some snaps in there. But, you know, as it's looking right now, we got guys on the depth chart ahead of you, and you're not just putting out the productivity that we'd like. Sorry. I think that was the horrible thing he said.
Probably around there. Maybe a couple snack breaks in between.
He definitely
sentences.
Had a grilled cheese in his hand while he was saying that.
Dipping it in said tomato soup.
Yeah, for sure.
The entire time.
Yeah.
From one NFL player to the next, 2019 NFL player, defensive player of the year, I should say, did not report to mandatory minicamp that began on Monday. Before I tell you who it is, does anybody know who the 2019 NFL defensive player of the year was?
Aaron Donald?
I'll give you a hint. AFC.
Jalen Ramsey?
Oh, no, he's NFC. Right? Now?
Well, was he in 2019?
Oh, you mean AFC Now?
AFC Now, AFC Always.
AFC Now, okay.
AFC Always. Won the award from the team that he's playing on right now. That would be one, Stephon Gilmore.
Oh.
Stephon Gilmore did not appear at the mandatory minicamp that began today, a source confirmed to ESPN. Gilmore could be making a statement about his contract as he is scheduled to earn a base salary of $7 million in 2021.
He's still getting a big paycheck.
The Patriots had advanced $4.5 million of Gilmore's 2021 salary to him last year, leading the team to this year's low figure. Gilmore, who turns 31 in September, same age as Serge Ibaka and Paul George, is in the final year of the five-year, $65 million pack he signed with
the
Patriots.
That's an older age in football, though.
It's the magic number.
Yeah.
As an unrestricted free agent in 2017, the deal included $40 million in injury guarantees, and there's that number 31 again, as $31 million fully guaranteed at signing. Little contract dispution.
Love this time of year.
New England. Do we see some trouble in paradise, or you think Bill is going to be smart enough to get this one locked
down?
Oh,
I hope they don't pay him. I hope they don't pay him, and then he goes and, you know.
Replaces Breland on that.
Be pretty cool.
You know who could really use a defensive back right now that would kind of, I don't know, complete a team?
The Titans.
The Titans.
Titans could really use a good defensive back.
For sure,
back.
You could use Stephon Gilmore, but. There's a lot of teams that could use Stephon Gilmore.
He's this J.J. Watt type of player, Aaron Rodgers type of player. Anybody and everybody would take him on his team immediately.
I thought there were a lot of rumors last year that he was going to get traded, though. So this has been ongoing.
Yeah, for sure.
They've been having a little bit of...
Like I said, they had to forward him $4.5 million just to keep him happy last year.
I think the Titans wanted him last year. Now they're trading for Julio. Think they'd go for it again?
Yeah,
I mean, you didn't give a lot
John Robinson
for Julio.
Shows the want to really like go for it for this team, and I think he thinks he has a team on the brink of breaking through.
I just don't know if you spring for two guys who are over 30.
That's a lot of money to spend back to back
on two guys who are over 30.
Exactly, right? Like
a 32-year-old wide receiver isn't that big of a stretch, or a 31-year-old defense
one or the
isn't
other
that big of a stretch. But if you're paying two of those guys a buttload of money because you're not getting Stephon for cheap, that's the reason he's leaving. You're not going to get him for a cheap. I don't know how good I feel about that.
And I think if you were going to get one or the other, I mean, obviously Julio makes more of an immediate impact. Your defense is not great, but Julio's going to have the ball in his hands a whole lot more than Stephon Gilmore will.
True.
And he can really lock down your number one receiver on any team, really, but...
Hell, Julio could go play defensive back if he really wanted to.
He has more tackles than drops. That's Fitzgerald.
But did you see the DeGrom stat? I think I sent it into the chat saying, like, this is the Larry Fitzgerald stat of baseball. But the DeGrom stat, June 11th, Jacob DeGrom with a two-run single, gets two runs in, obviously. That's how two-run singles are, two RBIs.
Now as in hitting?
Yes, hitting.
Okay.
He got a two-run RBI. That means on that day, in June 11th, he had driven in five runs, only had four earned runs all season long, had driven in more runs in June than he had given up earned pitching. That's the Larry Fitzgerald stat.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, DeGrom
is... he's not even a hitting pitcher, like Shohei Ohtani. He's not that.
No. Jacob DeGrom right now is playing on a level of baseball, especially as a pitcher, that I've not really seen very much in my fandom. You know? Like, he absolutely... has a control with every pitch he throws. It goes exactly where he wants it to, and it is burning.
I feel real bad for the Cardinals minor league affiliate had to play them.
That was tough.
They went viral on Twitter, so I guess it might have been a little bit worth it. And they've gone viral.
It was probably
twice
pretty
since
fun.
Then. But he's like making MLB players look ridiculously
silly.
Stupid,
making them look silly.
He was doing that against minor leaguers. Like, that's not fair.
Yeah, he came down there and threw 102. That's just, it's mean. Those poor guys trying.
That's literally like going and playing pickup against all of your little brother's friends.
Go to the local middle school and go to their basketball practice and be like, yeah, give me in, coach.
I mean, that's like Kanye dropping.
Yeah, no, I have I got a community college basketball game coming up this weekend. And, you know, I injured my knee a couple weeks ago, so I need to play with these guys
to
get back up to speed. And coach is like,
it's like Kanye dropping 102 in wheelchair basketball.
Yeah,
it's literally
exactly
it's the Putin stat.
It's not
the,
right.
It's the Kim Jong Un stat of hitting a hole in one.
He shot
every,
an 18.
Yeah,
in 18 which, holes.
I mean, that's impressive. Credit.
It's pretty good.
Credit where credit is
due.
It's
not bad.
I mean, analytics say that's never going to happen again.
Yeah, I mean, that's what. 50 under, 60 under?
At least.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I mean, that course could be insanely difficult. That could be a 100 handicap course.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
I don't know what 100 handicap means. I've just
That would be the hardest course ever made.
Yeah, it probably was. It was Kim Jong-un. I mean, like,
that's
what do you expect? Is he going to play on an easy course? No.
Why
would he?
No.
He's insane. At the game. He's not insane. He's not crazy. He's just really good at golf. Insane at golf. I probably should
Yeah, don't
should say
watch
that.
What you say on a mic, you know. These things can... cause people to disappear.
Did you see where he's going to start threatening bans and maybe even death for
the
listening
K-pop
to K-pop
people?
Yeah,
that's a little
15 years in a work camp or death if you listen to K-pop, which I mean I understand.
Give me the death camp before I go before I have to listen to K-pop.
K-pop's not terrible, man.
Really?
You're into it?
No.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, this is a hard pivot for you. And I was like, if you're going to go down this path, you do it. But,
come on, man. BTS?
But I'm not going
We're
with
here
you.
No,
nah, I'm like, I won't be there.
Fair, fair. Speaking of the Patriots, though, kind of just jumping all around. Apparently, according to Patriots on NBC SB, just a really long Twitter handle, the Patriots quarterback competition commences on day one of mandatory minicamp. Looking like Mac Jones had a slight edge over Cam Newton in the terms of accuracy,
well, of
with
course
the rain coming down.
Yeah. Cam's not to be, you don't have Cam Newton as your quarterback to be accurate.
That's not his thing.
That's not who you're getting with him. So if that's what the route they want to go, Mac Jones is going to be your day one starter.
But you knew that.
Yeah, everyone
knew
that.
That's Belichick's system.
Yeah, like they're going to want to throw that two-step slant all the time. They're going to want to run their outs, their flares out of the backfield, tight end releases, stuff like that. Like, that is their bread and butter. If they can get five or six, or, you know, granted, it's a little tough now because Brady's not throwing those two-yard outs because he would motivate the wide receiver to get, like, 40 yards after right the catch. But that's what they're going to do. And if Mac Jones can complete, you know, on average a seven-yard throw, can have a pretty good career in New England.
They are 100% going to the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
You've got Hunter Henry.
With Mac Jones, I think
Yanu
so.
Yeah. Smith at tight end, right? I
think so. Yeah.
You don't need receivers with
you
this
don't
system.
Need.
Jonu is a Swiss Army knife that can do a lot of things for that offense. I was very upset.
All you need is a good
him
tight end. You need a good tight end and a quarterback who can make solid throws.
And they have
he doesn't
two
have to do anything crazy. You just got to have somebody who can make the safe throws.
There is only one ball, though, Matt.
But Hunter Henry, you know, you had Gronkowski and you had Hernandez.
Go ahead.
Okay, you know where I'm going with this.
The great football player.
Yeah.
Everybody knows
a
him.
A very
yeah
good football player, Hernandez.
Everybody knows that guy, yeah.
Big talk last on the drive talking about how you got to separate the art from the artist.
Right.
Yeah.
Bear was a huge Bill Cosby Show fan.
It's the
you're
same.
You're a giant Aaron Hernandez not, football fan.
Let it be on the record. Yeah, I am not an Aaron Hernandez fan. I am acknowledging the success that the New England Patriots had during Aaron Hernandez's tenure.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, strictly
no, you definitely prefer his Florida years.
Just,
we know
yeah
that.
Okay,
just
yeah,
X's
big
and O's.
Guy, right?
X's and O's, guys, for sure.
So think about the receivers they had during that time. Name one. Can you? Besides
Wes Welker.
Wes Welker.
Edelman. Like, you got the white guys, but no, I know
those
what you're
short
saying
white guys
I
that play lacrosse, right? So you had two tight ends that were excellent. They've got Hunter Henry, when he can stay healthy. He's excellent. Jonnu Smith, Swiss Army knife. I bet they go 11-5.
That's fair. I still think that's probably the weakest conference out of the AFC when you look at it. Like, I think the South is going to be pretty weak. I don't think Houston's going to play a single football game this year. Like, I really don't know how they're going to do it. Oof. I think the Jags are obviously going to struggle. They started shopping Gardner Minshew. I don't think Trevor Lawrence has a breakout year in his first system. I also don't trust Urban Meyer. But I think the Colts and the Titans are going to be pretty even throughout the season.
I think
the Titans with Julio now have kind of separated themselves a little bit, but I still think that's a competitive conference. I think the North is obviously the most competitive, where you have, I mean, it's
still all teetering on the fact of, you're talking about the AFC North?
Yes.
Oh, never
yes
mind, my bad.
But I mean,
when I think of the North, I think NFC North.
No, that's
my bad.
Fair. That's fair. And that's always obviously what you were saying.
Yeah,
probably
teetering.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
yeah. But I mean, you have the Steelers, who we kind of pooped on Ben Roethlisberger, but like, the Steelers are still going to be solid. The Steelers are still going to be something to
maybe
keep your
I feel
eye
like
on.
He's just going to have that steep drop off one day where it's gone and never comes back, and they're going to be
really
bad.
I still think the Steelers can mess some teams up, though. Like, I don't.
Well, yeah,
really?
I mean, the Steelers just have that energy to them.
No.
It's hard. It's
they
hard
were
to win
they
rivalry
were fake
games
last year.
No,
they're,
for sure.
They're still fake.
For sure. But in terms of, like, it's hard to win rivalry games, and every single team
they
in that
do
conference
yeah
hates each other. There's not
that
like,
is a pretty
like,
heated
like the Colts
division
and the Titans are the number one rivalry out of
sure
the South. But then, like, you kind of hate the Texans and you kind of hate the Jags. But it's mainly that Colts Titans rivalry. Every game in the AFC North will be competitive this year, and every game will be a rivalry game like usual. Because I think the Bengals have a little bit of a coming out party with what they've done and put together, and they didn't look terrible. You have the Browns, who are obviously the
I think
next
the Browns
up
have arrived.
And I think the
you
Ravens
think so
as well
mm-hmm
are very, very good. And then you have the East, which I think is the most wide open. I think maybe you could make a case for the West with the Chiefs just being heads and tails above everyone.
Yeah, it's just
but
kind
still
of
think
it's been boring.
But I still think it's competitive at the bottom. Like, I think the Chiefs
yes
have separated themselves.
Those other three
but
teams
it's still
are
competitive at the bottom. I think the East is the most wide open, where it's I don't really know what to think about the Dolphins. I don't think the Jets are going to be good, but they could surprise some people. I mean,
Zach Wilson might be great.
Jamison Crowder announced today that he's taking a pay cut to stay with the Jets. Yep. I don't know many wide receivers right now who would want to take a pay cut to stay with the Jets. So that says that there might be something there. And then obviously the Bills are the Bills. So I do think it is a very wide open conference or division, I mean. I just don't know if they're going to be able to crack through. I think there's some good teams in the AFC this year.
No, the AFC is loaded. I mean, your 1-2-3 is what? Chiefs, Bills, Browns? That's where I put it. Chiefs, Bills, Browns, Titans.
I got a hot take for you about the Browns.
Okay.
This is going to be hot.
Okay.
I think the Bengals are going to win the North.
Really?
I do.
You think Joe Burrow just, once he's seen it, and like knows they're what to prepare for and stuff like that.
He rolled his eyes so hard.
He comes out and has an amazing
year. Their receiver core
is very, very good.
Stacked. Joe Burrow, dope.
Pretty good.
He's very
good. Pretty good. Pretty good at that football
stuff.
They
built the offensive lineup. They didn't draft Sewell, the Lions, my Lions, got Sewell. But
congrats.
It's a great pick. Great pick for you guys.
Great pick at that spot. But Jamar Chase, he's incredible.
And nuts.
They traded for some guys on the offensive line, so they have some veteran presence there. I think their offense, I think it could be close. The Ravens aren't going to be what they were. They've got Lamar figured out, whatever. I think the Browns go back to their old ways. I think Bengals win it by a game or so.
Fair enough. I think Joe Mixon has a shot if he can step up again like he did last year and do some things, but I don't know who's going to run the ball for him. Like maybe Joe Mixon, but like looking at this roster, I think the running back is the only place they have a hole. Like
he's pretty good though when he's healthy.
When he's playing his best football, he's one of the better running backs in the AFC.
I mean, they have two good Oklahoma running backs in Joe Mixon and Samaje Perine.
Yep.
So it's going to be a very competitive.
I do not miss seeing Samaje Perine in SEC play. That's a guy I just hated for no reason. I mean, he was all right. Was he Arkansas?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Yeah. That's right.
I just said that, yeah. They got two good Oklahoma running backs. But no, I know what you mean. We played them like it was SEC play when he was
there.
With
Baker, right?
Like that was when they beat us and we checked Nealon.
I think he got the benefit of being on Baker's team. Baker opened up every door possible for that offense. But I think the Browns are going to win it out. I will probably do some picks getting later into the offseason.
I feel my, like, I can feel it getting closer and closer to football.
It's so exciting.
And, man, it just makes my hair stand up.
For sure.
Like, I'm itching. I'm ready.
For sure. Just a quick update in terms of scoring-wise, going from the NFL back to college baseball. Obviously, Tennessee will end up facing Virginia as they won today 5-2 over Dallas Baptist.
We know now when and what time.
I do not know yet.
No, I do.
Oh, I thought you were asking
Sunday,
me.
June 20th, 2 p.m.
Excellent. Fair enough.
On ESPN2.
6-8. Ooh, shout out Don. Shout out Don. We got it on the ESPN. Right now, bottom of the first, Notre Dame 1, Mississippi State 0. That winner will play Texas, which obviously you had the Great Westchester call in and say one of those UT teams is going to win. So you'll probably end up facing Texas out of that if he is right. But the winner of this will play Texas, Tennessee if they win there. What do they call the opening games?
I mean,
the whole thing's the World Series, right?
Yeah, it's all the College World Series.
So if they win their opening round of the World Series, Tennessee will end up facing the winner of that. So an interesting kind of thing right there.
Got to win three more series for the title? This one, the next one, and then the finals?
But they're not series, right?
No, it's back to pool play, and then you go series. So it's back to how the regionals were, four teams on each side. Whoever comes out of that region, per se, then just ends up playing in the championship.
Gotcha.
So it's pool play, double elimination, and then once you get to the championship, I didn't know this until this morning, and Charlie explained it to
me. Yeah, I'm still learning college baseball.
For sure.
The way they have it, the way they have it on the bracket, it just looks like, you know, you play this team three games.
And I think we're so accustomed to just brackets as well.
Yeah, the baseball bracket is a funky one to look at.
It's fun to look at, though.
Very cool. Especially how far over to the left the orange, you know, and white tee is. Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. That's a cool part.
I don't see that a lot.
No.
But just a quick update. As I said, Notre Dame was up 1-0. I changed my mind. Notre Dame is now tied 1-1 with Mississippi State. So a good baseball game there. If you're getting bored of us, go over, watch that game.
No, but, don't do that.
I mean, you can listen at the same time.
Mute
the TV, turn the app up. You know how it goes. More overtime next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Right way.
Hour 2. Rolling right along live from the Fandon Radio Studios. Will Stevens, Tucker Holt, Matt Huckaba in here with you guys going up until 8 p.m. As always, final segment before birthdays getting started right now. You never played birthdays. I'll explain it to you during the break. Very fun trivia-style game.
Oh, boy.
I'll get into everything about it during the break, but it's pretty self-explanatory.
We'll let him play me so it's not...
Yeah, I'm insane at birthdays.
Is that right?
He's weirdly... I still like...
When's my birthday?
There's a...
Give me the month.
July.
Oh, happy early birthday.
Thank you.
You seem like a 17th type of guy.
So close. It's the 15th.
Wow. Oh,
that's impressive.
You, I'm just good at birthdays. I got good. I used to do magic, so I got good intuition.
Okay.
Oh, really? Is
yeah,
that
what, right.
You have the gift?
Yeah.
Wow.
Think of a number 1 through 5. It's 3.
It's 5.
Oh, dang.
Idiot. You idiot. This is how my brain works. You said think of a number 1 through 5, and I was like, I'm going to think of 15. And then I was like, I should probably pick a number.
Yeah, I'm going to add those two together.
But no.
But I don't know if y'all saw this. This was a concerning story I saw from an actor, I think, or actress. I think we all, I don't want to speak for you, but me and Tucker, I know, hold dear to our heart.
Jennifer
and,
Aniston.
And I'm probably second than at our heart, because okay. Definitely number one is Jen Ann. But and a musician, for that matter, that we also hold close to our heart, Jessica Biel.
Ooh, what's she doing?
She was worrying about her son. And that he might want to become a musician just like his dad, Justin Timberlake. And quote, she's worried because the bar is high.
What?
Oh, she thinks, oh my God, she's already doubting her own son?
She thinks her son's going to suck at music.
She's like, How old is he?
I don't know.
She's like, wait a minute, my kid's going to try to sing one day.
His poor soul. That's so insulting.
It's like, your father is, he's like, Mom, I think I'm going to try to be a singer. And she's like, you know who your dad is, right? Justin Timberlake? You ever heard him sing? Go to your room.
If Ken Griffey's mom said that to him.
Go to your room right now, and I want you to listen to Sexy Back. Okay? And then I want you to come back out here and tell me if you think you can sing like that.
And if you do, go back in there, listen to Mirror, and then come back out here and tell me again.
She's the female version of the dad from Varsity Blues. Like, it's nuts.
My knee-jerk reaction is, oh, God, no, please, no, Beal39 said on Monday's Armchair Expert podcast. I believe that's Folky's favorite actor, Dax Shepard's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So a little full circle right there. She says, I then look at my kids, and I'm like, oh, bleep, they're probably going to be musical. What are you going to do? Not let them play piano? Not let them take voice lessons if that's their passion?
She probably should let them just do what they want. Granted, if I was their kid, I'm not doing nothing. Ever.
Yeah, your mom's Jessica Biel. Your dad's Justin Timberlake. What?
I should never... Like, if I reach 18 and my parents are like, all right, get a job, right? And if they are my parents, I'm looking at them and going, why? What's the point? My grandkids aren't going to have to do anything.
Especially since this is one of the few Hollywood couples that's lasted a decent amount.
And they're still making money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're not just coasting, you know, he's not coasting off Sexy Bag. Like,
oh, no.
He's done it all.
No, he's coasting off Social Network. I mean, that's my favorite role of his.
Is he in The Social Network? I've not seen that movie.
You've never seen The Social Network?
I haven't seen it either.
No.
Solid flick, yeah.
I thought he was still coasting off.
I was wondering
off of his,
why no one laughed at that reference. It was a pretty sick
reference. Yeah, I was like, which one? Twitter? Facebook? Instagram? Like, I don't know. No, I thought he was still coasting off his Disney Mickey Mouse Clubhouse checks.
No, he came out with
his residuals.
I think it's called Palmer. I heard it was decent. I know it was on Apple, so I didn't watch it because I'm not going to spring.
Yeah,
not a Justin Timberlake.
Isn't that the same thing that the Ted Lasso show was on?
I think that's Peacock.
Is that on the Peacock?
There's so many.
Could
streams.
Be wrong.
I think that's an app. I don't know who's making it, but all these shows where it's like you see this one show and everybody says it's amazing, but it's the only show on that whole subscription.
Right.
So you're like, is it worth paying this amount of money to just watch this one show? And maybe it's worth that.
It's never worth
but
it.
But I can't take that leap. You
no
know?
Way.
Netflix has a little bit, you know?
Is Netflix your favorite subscription service?
I would probably lean like HBO Max, to be honest with
I'm
you.
Thinking that too.
HBO Max is pretty solid.
Yeah, Hulu's close.
Netflix would have been number one if they wouldn't have lost The Office. That's really where this falls.
Does YouTube count? Like, not YouTube TV, but just YouTube.
No, because you don't pay for it.
Yeah, the subscription. Fair. I mean, I watch a ton of YouTube.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But I wouldn't call it a subscription.
I was
going to
say, almost all.
Because
I
if
do,
you pay for YouTube Red,
I
question you a little bit.
No, all
like,
I
you,
do.
You wait just a second and click skip, you know? I mean, every time I'm watching something, you know, and something good starts to happen and then the ad pops up, there's that 3-second window where I'm like, I'm getting YouTube Red. But then I click skip and
exactly.
It just rolls. Yeah,
exactly.
You forget about it.
No, I I watch a good amount of YouTube. Normally what I do before I ever try to find a movie is I'll just look it up and see if it's on free on YouTube.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's not, but every now and then you'll hit the jackpot. Like, that's how I watched The Big Lebowski for the first time. I didn't have to buy it.
It was on there.
Yeah. It was, wow. It's just sitting on there, The Room
as
well. I think
sometimes movies, there's like a rotation every now and then. They'll throw a free movie up there with ads.
Okay.
Just before it gets taken down.
But YouTube, no, you're talking about YouTube does that.
Yeah.
They'll put them on there with ads.
Oh, yes. No, I'm just talking about
someone just throwing it on there.
But YouTube rentals are cheap.
Yeah.
You can watch most movies for $2 or $3 on there.
Yeah, that's anytime I get the hankering to watch Dazed and Confused, it's like $2 on YouTube.
It's a good deal.
I've probably paid $20 in the last like 3-4 years.
You can buy it on YouTube.
I know. But when I want to watch it, I want to watch it. And then once I've seen it, I'm like, okay, I'm good for a while. Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to wait.
Yeah, because if I had it like at my disposal at all the time, I would probably watch it like, you know, 10 times in a month and then I would lose that. Mm-hmm. You know, if I have to put my debit card in to watch this movie, it makes it take a little longer.
You're definitely going to enjoy that movie, too. You're not going to be getting on your phone. You're not going to be falling asleep during that movie. You spent money on that movie.
Yeah. Right. Like, I kind of – there is a little bit of pride in renting a movie at home. Like, whenever Once Upon a Time in Hollywood came out, I sprung the extra money. I had just gotten a 4K TV. I spent the extra $3 to get it 4K.
What's your favorite movie poster? Like, what's the first – like, if I say iconic movie poster, do you have one that pops into your head?
Return to the Jedi?
Yeah, probably. Probably Return to the Jedi. Raiders of the Lost Ark pops into my head because my stepdad growing up had like a from the movie theater when it came out Raiders of the Lost Ark movie poster.
Okay.
That was pretty cool.
I think Cars.
What?
Oh, the picture on like the of the track and like,
I mean,
them
the
racing.
Yeah, the cover is it's just NASCAR race, but the cars have smiley faces.
It's pretty
faces.
Sick. Okay.
It's a pretty sick cover.
I thought you meant just the red cars.
There's one of
just the basic red with the metallic
finish. Yeah,
this
just says Cars. Legend.
But no, the reason I ask, as you look that up, Tucker, feel free to cut me off whenever with whatever cover you're thinking of.
Okay.
But Peyton Hillis. We remember him.
Oh yeah.
Obviously, of gracing the cover of Madden 12, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I could be a little off on my Madden.
That's great.
But I believe Calvin Johnson came after that, and Drew Brees was before that. I'm real good with Madden covers.
Birthdays.
Yes, exactly. I have a good memory. But today, a little teaser came out from ESPN, and EA Madden Sports puts out the teaser of just Peyton Hillis on the phone petting two baby goats. June 17th.
Yeah, I find it weird.
Cover release date.
And what did he say? They did it again? Something like that? He had a quote in the video.
I had it muted, so
okay.
I have no idea.
I think he said Madden did it again or something like that.
Yeah. Good for him.
Who are the goats?
Good for Peyton Hillis.
Who are the two?
To get a little
more
play.
Goats?
Is there going
to
be two goats on the cover? Is this a giant scam?
So the one thing I've heard...
Is it just going to be two baby goats on a cover of a Madden?
The one thing that I've heard all day.
What have you heard?
I've heard one time today. I don't remember who said it. It was on this station. I'm almost positive. But I can't remember. I listened pretty much to this station all day today. I was off. Somebody said it. I think it's kind of almost got to be Gronk and Brady, right?
I disagree with that because they've both been on the cover. And so,
sure.
I know that, I mean, a goat, it feels like every goat you could name has already been on a cover, besides like maybe Aaron Rodgers, if you consider him.
I don't think Peyton ever donned a cover.
Peyton Manning? Oh, good point. Okay.
Sure. But they've already took all this time and they've called Brady the goat on the cover before.
Okay.
They had the goat edition.
So they do it again?
But no one
See,
has
that's,
ever
They did it again. That was his quote. I don't know. Maybe. Chris Johnson, Titans running back legend, tweeted, "Me and Henry, two 2K rushers, two goats." Could that be a possibility?
I doubt it.
I'm just going to be
The fact
really...
that he's tweeting that is the re- no
He
way.
Would know, right?
Yeah, he would know.
I'm gonna
he's
be...
not guessing.
Yeah, you probably took the pictures for the photo shoot, my guy.
They might know what the cover looks like, you know, 4 days before.
I think it might be, I think it's going to be Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence. Two baby goats. I think
Ooh.
That's where they're going.
Oh God, rookies?
That would be
That'd be a big swing
maybe,
on Madden's part. It could be
They
it
were
could
baby
end up,
goats though.
It could end up very cool, you know, in 10 years.
Or it could be
the baby goat cover.
Very
or it
much
could be
the
just,
Madden curse lives
yes.
on for 30
yeah,
more years.
You're gonna give a rookie the Madden curse right out the gate?
What if it's Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence? A baby goat in the coaching world and a baby goat
well,
in the real world?
Mahomes broke the Madden curse, right?
Oh, for sure.
Did he win the Super Bowl?
I think Brady actually did.
Oh,
to be honest
yeah,
with
yeah.
You.
Well, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, as much as I hate him, I'm pretty sure that was him. Yeah.
Were they two baby goats, or was it one adult goat and one baby goat?
I'm not very well versed in the goat world, but I'm pretty sure it was two baby goats.
Oh,
neither
but,
of them
wait,
had horns, but
Brady,
I think that just
did
makes
Brady
them Rams.
Break the curse because he won the Super Bowl?
What year was?
But
he
then
on?
There was Deflategate.
18. He was.
But
mad
then Deflategate happened.
Oh no! He used a cheat
shut up,
code.
Shut up! But still, Mahomes did break the curse. You're right.
He won
I
the
think,
Super Bowl.
Yeah, you were right. very cool. Mm. With no scandal or cheating or anything like that, you know?
I don't know if I would go that far.
That was pretty cool. Remember that throw he had to Tyreek Hill late in the ballgame? That was pretty sick.
Don't remember. I'm not a big remembering one play at a time.
And then they all ran into the end zone and did that thing that they did earlier in the game. That was pretty cool.
Hmm.
I remember that.
I can't wait to injure every single Chief player in this upcoming Madden. I'm just going to break every single one of their legs.
Don't do that. That'd be mean. What's Mahomes ever done to you?
He's a nice guy.
He's a good fella. Yeah.
Brought you illogical confidence.
God, it's so high. We lost the Super Bowl by a lot, but guess what? We're winning this next one.
That's just not true. I'll see you in the AFC Championship game.
I you will. Yes. Cool. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. We're going to score a billion points.
That could be like the Rams Chiefs game.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be like 52-50.
That's the highest hope of mine for this season. If it's Titans Chiefs and I get to be on my timeline just talking trash and then giving up a touchdown.
I hope you know I'm going to block you for that day, right?
Or
probably for that whole entire
week. It'll be so fun, especially when
I'm not a big trash talker.
When the final score is 60 to, I don't even know my sevens up to that point anymore.
70?
Would that be
70,
okay, well, sure,
77?
Sure, I think 70 is a little high,
though. Just 70 and 77 are the only two possible 70s if you're going purely touchdowns.
Yeah.
9 times 7 is 63. 10 times 7 is 70.
Okay. I mean, they don't have to score up to 70. There's sevens, you know, in like the 50. Let me think here. Would it not be like 56? Would that not be a... Can't you score 56?
Yeah, that would be one touchdown separating if you go 63, 56.
Yeah.
That was going to be the move. Why are you lecturing me about math right now?
Because you were wrong.
There's going to be a bunch of points scored, okay? You said 70 points. That's ludicrous.
Did you not say 70? I thought you were asking
for
help.
That was exaggeration.
Okay,
no.
My bad.
I said I didn't know my sevens.
That's why I was lecturing you on points. I thought you were asking for help. What's the 70s?
I was talking about my multiplication tables, as in my sevens.
I got you.
Remember that day they would hit the clock, and then if you won, you got a ring pop.
Did you win?
Never.
Ah.
Normally had better prizes than just a ring pop over here in Farragut. I don't know.
Well, they had just been discovered out there.
We'll be right back. Woo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. It's time for the birthday game. It's time for the birthday game. It is time for the birthday game. As always, people are born, and then once they get famous, we talk about them on said show. Today is no different, just different names. Matt, your debut in the birthday game. Rookies normally do pretty well. Let's see how it goes. Tucker has had a couple off days. I won't lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Had a few off days to end that week, so let's see how you perform today.
Yeah, I'm really bad. I mean, I know
you could just stop there. You're
I know
really
who
bad.
Everyone is. Like that's. I mean, the problem isn't knowing who they are. The problem is just pulling the name out of my brain.
It probably will help if he says some of the answers you're thinking
of. Yeah, that usually
works. Eliminate some of them. But we'll start with a pretty easy one today. June 14th, 1946, Queens, New York. 75 years old today. U.S. president and controversial figure. He made his mark.
Say that year again.
1946.
Bill Clinton
made his first mark as a successful businessman, became prominent as a real estate developer as well. He founded the Blank Organization and was the host of the very popular reality television series.
Ronald Reagan?
The Apprentice.
Oh, Donald Trump.
It is Donald Trump.
Oh, it's Trump. Donald Trump. Oh, my God.
I skipped the number because it would have
been.
Can
we answer mid-question?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, okay.
Just
yeah.
Shout out whenever you want.
Okay.
I'll probably finish my sentence before I give
Reagan,
you the dub, but
Reagan born in 44? That wasn't. Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, Reagan would have been like 25 as president.
No, he wouldn't. He was president in the 80s.
Okay, 40.
So that would have put him 40-something. That's still too young. I said Kennedy, which almost like kind of made sense, but no, still too old.
Not really. Let's see how well you'll know your pop singers. You definitely have heard this name, but I don't know if you know who this is. June 14th, 1961, London, England, 60 years old. Pop singer, cross-dressing lead singer for the 1980s British band Culture Club. The band was known for Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? He helped lead the new romantic movement in Britain in the 70s and 80s. Mm. His music and stage appearance was greatly influenced by the 1960s and 70s rock star David Bowie. BG are the initials.
Barry Gibb.
It's not the first word is not a name. Second word is a name, if that makes sense. That would be one. Boy George.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of the name?
Never heard of that.
My apologies.
I grew up in America, you see.
What was that supposed to mean? Is that an anti-cross-dressing or an anti-British take?
An anti-British take.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, no, the people cross-dress here, too. That's who cares, you know? But if you're British,
get out.
That's a problem.
Is it cross-dressing if you're British but wearing like an American flag T-shirt? Is that still cross-dressing?
Yeah, that counts.
Fair enough. I guess I can't wear like my soccer jerseys anymore.
No,
as long as it's not.
You have one from Korea.
I have one from Japan and one from Greece. So if I wear those, I'm cross-dressing as a Greek person.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Yes.
That's cross new definition unlocked.
cross nationality.
Cross national dressing.
Trans fan. June 14th, 1990, born in Ohio, 31 years old today, television host. You know him from a video game, hosting the video game, though, but I'm pretty sure if you play sports video games, you should know her. You should know her just as a pop culture icon. TV personality, became popular for hosting and producing the first ever TV show broadcast through a video game, NBA 2K TV. She is well known for her social media accounts and persona on YouTube as
Diane
well.
Diane Nichols?
Nope.
That's too old.
Well, I'm hearing the name on the game, but that wasn't it.
Yeah.
For 2K TV,
what was
I'm
the year?
She was born in 1990. She was 31 years old.
Give me your initials.
Yeah, I had to hear the voice too.
RD.
We're so bad.
You're very close to the first name if I'm getting the first syllable correct.
Dude, I
think Jennifer Aniston's character from Friends, and how do I hint at this one? What you say when you're pleased to greet someone, you're pleased to
meet.
So it's a that'd be Rachel Demetra. Demetra. Rachel
Demetra. Wow, pleased.
Yep. Okay.
It's not a great day. I told you,
Rachel,
off the top.
It's still 1-0.
I don't remember her name.
Rachel Demetra.
Does she still do it?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Still popular.
Yeah, I know her voice.
I thought it would stick.
I could hear it, but I guess, I don't know.
Nope.
June 14th, 2000, Canada, 21 years old today, basketball player. Shooting guard, became near unanimous
Fred
choice
VanVleet.
As
no.
the top. That was
too
a bad
young.
Guess.
Too young. Too young.
Choice
too young.
As the top recruit in the country.
He played
out
for
of,
Toronto. It's close.
Nope, it's not.
It's Canada.
No, he plays for the New York Knicks right now.
I don't care.
What's his name?
Played at Duke.
He played at Duke.
RJ Barrett.
Yep, RJ that's
Barrett.
It.
Woo!
Yep.
Let's go.
You did a good job of just frustrating me, so I just said everything
yeah.
about the person.
You just got, that's the play.
June 14th, 1993, Fort Myers, Florida, 28 years old today, wide receiver. Played at Clemson, was drafted in the 2014 draft by the Buffalo Bills.
Sammy Watkins.
It is Sammy Watkins.
Ba-boom.
Popeyes.
Good thing he was a Chief, because that's the first old Clemson receiver
Man.
I could think of off the top of my head. Played, he's gone now.
Yeah. What is he said Buffalo now?
No, he's in.
He was in Buffalo first, then went to Kansas City. I don't know where he went, actually.
Is he a free agent?
He might still be a free agent. I don't know if he got re-signed.
I feel like the Texans. I feel like that sounds right.
I don't know. He's not with Kansas City, so he's at least with one of those 31 others or with none of them.
Couple of rappers here. This one I think is the right guy. He's the number one name on the list. There's just no picture to confirm, but June 14th, 1993, College Park, Georgia, 28 years old today. Rapper who earned buzz
Two
in the
chains.
Southern hip-hop scene through his collaborations with artists such as Gucci Mane, Offset, and Playboi Carti. His breakout mixtape, Drip Season 3, was released in 2018.
Future?
No. He grew up in College Park, Atlanta, area of Atlanta, Georgia, where he was influenced by rappers like Future. He has been close friends with Young
Party
Thug.
Party Next Door.
And also, his song Almighty features
Da
Hood
Baby.
Rich Pablo Juan.
One
word. A military position.
General.
I think Arsenal.
Okay.
What do the Arsenal fans call themselves?
Any other albums or anything that you can
nothing
think
of here.
Or a song you know?
His real name is Sergio Kitchens.
Okay.
Yeah, help.
How old is this guy again?
93?
28. So 28. No, it's not Designer.
Can I go ahead
is
and
it Designer?
You?
Yeah, you have to drop it on us.
Gunna.
Oh, I like Gunna.
I don't know Gunna.
I know Gunna. Watch Dave season 2. Watch Dave season 1. He's in it.
Not a sponsor.
And then watch
Not
Dave
a
season 2.
Yeah, then watch Dave season 2 in 2 days. Not a sponsor. Just love that show. Everybody watch that show.
Another rapper here, June 14th, 1982, Gary, Indiana, 39 years old today, Gemini. Versatile rapper who is best known for his for describing urban life in Gary, Indiana. His 2013 release ESGN peaked at number 17 on the U.S. rap charts. His third studio album, Only Live Twice, was released in 2017. He dropped out of college, was unable to hold a steady 9-to-5 job. They're just so mean with these like bios sometimes. He considers Tupac, as well as rappers like UGK and the Ghetto Boys, among his musical influences.
Ghetto Boys were cool.
He recently got in a beef with Academic Academiacs or DJ Academics or whatever you pronounce his name.
Known
associated with bunnies.
Bad Baby?
FG.
FG.
Not Bad Baby, Bad Bunny.
This is one of the few rappers who uses a name.
Freddie Gibbs.
It is Freddie
it's
Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs. Yeah.
There's not a lot going on today. I'm sorry.
Heavily
guys.
Associated with a bunny. Man. You need to listen to some Freddie Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs,
man.
Okay.
Yeah, Freddie Gibbs has got good music.
My Way Home, I'll look it up.
Freddie Gibbs is good. I'll show you a couple songs before we leave the station. Right.
Yeah, there's no one else born today. Matt, appreciate you coming in with us, as always. We'll be back tomorrow. You'll be back tomorrow.
I will.
6 to 8, same time
Can't wait.
Tomorrow.
6 to 8, can't wait.
We'll see you then.
We love you guys.
Yeah.